Money, kuntin, tun, tam, pam, pam, pam. Celebrities and money.
We're gonna talk today about LGBTQ celebrities that made lots of money.
Or example,
we think
they are making lots of money. We don't know, we believe.
We have done some research on the web and we have come up with those names, okay? So if they're not accurate, it's not our fault, it's the web fault.
Obviously, always.
As always. These are people that are LGBTQ and they are out of the closet, okay?
Now, at least.
And they made lots of money.
For example?
Jodie Foster.
Jodie is amazing.
Did you ever watch the Silence of the Lambs?
Lambs, obviously.
Is that Lamb Silence?
It's a bit sad that you just say, you know, that...
That's the movie that I
movie
know.
Is just it. Ridiculous.
But she made lots of money with that.
With that and with many other things.
Many other movies.
Jodie, we love you. And that speech was amazing. Maybe you should have done it before, but it's fine. I mean, you take your time, people.
It's always great at least to be out. And it doesn't matter when, but at least you are out. So that's great. It's fantastic. Ricky Martin. Do you know Ricky Martin?
Is this
Ricky
one?
No. Martin, no, because I'm not. I'm LGBTQ, but I'm not full of money.
Yet.
Ricky Martin is very famous and very rich.
Very famous, very rich, and very...
sexy.
I was going to say gay.
Very
we
gay.
Love you.
Very gay.
Now. Because when she bangs.
She moves. So I think that he was victim of his time.
Ah, okay. The 90s weren't the time
well,
to
could
be out.
All the time.
Sadly.
You know?
And before
same
even
for
worse.
Jodie Foster because it was
so
the same.
So little
period.
By little.
Little by little. As our students told us, hi Richard, because you're
Richard,
probably watching
hi.
This one. In the past was very difficult to be out and be an actor or be
in the business, in the show business.
So you couldn't even say that you were gay or
maybe they
career.
Knew. I mean, the behind the scenes they knew,
but you couldn't say
it
to people
out loud or
because your career was gone. If you would have done that,
that is so horrible, and that we are very happy that it is not happening
now
anymore.
It's changed.
Let's do this. I mean, it's changing. And it might be more difficult for a new artist if it's LGBTQ. I mean, it is, but at least it's not like before.
But at least there's a lot of representations now.
Well, a lot. There's never enough.
Never enough. But at least there's representation.
Never.
Like, RuPaul made lots of money. RuPaul is a genius.
RuPaul
is a genius of marketing. RuPaul made this movie. No, he didn't make any movie. He made a TV series that was very bad.
It's not true!
AJ and the Queen is so bad.
No. Well,
anyway, but RuPaul created like a new world, right? An empire. So because of who he is and whose personal brand is.
He created a world of wonder.
Literally. So yeah, well, very well done, RuPaul.
Miley Cyrus, for example.
She's bisexual.
Yes, bisexual, great. We love you, Miley. Not for being bisexual, which is great, but for your music.
For your music.
Congratulations on your 2 Grammy Awards.
And the representation that you represent.
And you can buy yourself flowers. Absolutely. 100%.
And write your name in the sand.
Because Ricky never buys me flowers.
I bought you flowers.
When?
In the past.
No, when?
In the past.
No, tell me when.
4 years ago, probably. When we were still in Canning Town. Miley Cyrus, thank you so much for being there and being a bisexual.
Sam Smith, love you. What I'm loving about, apart from his music, is everything he's doing
with body shaming.
Body shame, I love it. I mean,
yeah.
Thank you, love it. We both
have body issues.
Body issues, and it's great to talk about these things and to use your platform to do that. So thank you. So
that's for the world.
Oh, can you think of anybody else? Tell us in the comments below. I mean, there are
loads. Yeah, I mean, of course, all the drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, like Trixie Mattel. She's making lots of money.
We are super proud of her.
And she's like fighting for the community in a very funny way. So that's, I think, is something that really we really appreciate about.
And using a personal brand like crazy.
Come on, Mattel.
That's
a personal brand.
Everything about her is a personal brand.
Yes, Trixie Mattel. That's super fun. So, and that's why personal brand is super important, really, in everything that you do. And if you are an LGBTQ member who wants to create a business, etc., your personal brand, I think, is even more important because you need to be out there and be visible as much as possible. So if your personal brand is visible, you get even more visible. You know what I mean?
Visibility.
It makes sense in my brain. I think it makes sense in yours as well, what I'm saying. Because a heterosexual man, to get a lot of money, doesn't need like all the visibility that we need to have, because we already have it.
We could be talking about people forever, LGBTQIA plus people
who made the fortune.
Well, not forever, sadly, because there should be more, but there are so many, and we are super proud. And we just wanted to take a few examples to talk about visibility and
their personal brand.
How your personal brand can make you
this money thing.
Because all of them use little important things about themselves to
explode and to stand out from the crowd.
To skyrocket their
business, their life. And if you want to stand out from the crowd, send us a message, a comment, and you can become a member of our Creators Breakthrough Academy to break through.
And they can buy themselves flowers.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
If you break through. Only if you break through.
Because you will have, flowers are expensive.
Yeah, roses are special.
That's why you don't get me any.
Any roses.
And that was that, isn't it?
That was that, and we'll see you in the next video, in the next audio, in the next podcast, in the next everything.
In the next everything. Bye.
Bye.